This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs.
Joy Sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy Sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Steve King, who I met
13 years ago.
Now, last week I was telling Robert Doyle we're having you on, and he said, well, that's not a very good business model. A marriage celebrant who actually isn't marrying opposite-sex couples and won't until same-sex couples or, sorry, LGBTIQ couples. So clarify. Robert Doyle will be hanging on your words.
I will clarify. Under the current law, as a celebrant, I have to marry everybody.
Yeah.
Okay? What my statement is quite clear. I am not registering with the Attorney General's Department at this stage, so I'm just a qualified celebrant, so I can do commitments. With commitments, if the law changes to make marriages legal, one of the provisions within that law says that celebrants can discriminate, that they do not have to marry same-sex couples.
Right.
The other side of that coin is I don't have to marry straight couples.
Yeah.
I mean, what's good for one is good for the other.
Mm. Neil was married by a celebrant.
Mm. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. That's a good standard. Will it be legal?
Well,
you would assume so.
Yeah. If you look at the draft bill that was going to go through, maybe. Yes, I like the look.
No, I'm disgusted.
Now, what I want to do is, we talked earlier, 13 years ago when you made these videos, John Howard was Prime Minister and Mark Latham was Opposition Leader. And they, along with Philip Ruddock and Nicola Roxon, complicit in this crime, changed the Marriage Act without a plebiscite.
Without anything.
Without, you know, John Howard got a brain fart one day and decided, this is what I'm going to do.
Was he capable of a brain fart?
Well, that one was. And so they changed the law. And Steve put together some videos. We're going to post them up on our podcast webpage. It's a couple of minutes, but here's the audio from those videos. Have a listen.
The years, we were always there for each other. We built a home and a life together. But they wouldn't even let me see you in your final days. They said family and spouse only. 30 years of love and devotion. And they still try to separate us.
John Howard and Mark Latham have amended the Marriage Act. It's tearing people and families apart. It's a breach of equal rights.
I'm an old woman. What's left now that you're gone? 30 years of love and devotion, sharing our lives together, building our home together. But the government is forcing me to leave this house. Our home. Where do I go?
John Howard and Mark Latham have amended the Marriage Act. It is tearing people and families apart. It's a breach of equal rights.
I remember meeting Chris 3 years ago when I was working in Canada. We've been together ever since. And now we've built a home back in Australia. But they say our marriage is illegal. Does that mean I have to leave the country? Why does the government insist on separating people who love each other?
John Howard and Mark Latham want to amend the Marriage Act. It will tear people and families apart. Say no to the amendment.
So a little bit of prior to the amendment of the Marriage Act, it was technically possible if your marriage was in another country.
It did not have those words
to the exclusion.
Male and female.
Got married, and there were a number of couples that were doing this and said they're going to come back and Australia's going to have to recognise my marriage, and John Howard thought, oh, my God.
Oh, well, it happened.
Yeah.
People were married overseas, and the moment they landed here, once that amendment went through, without a divorce, they were no longer married, which is just insane.
Yeah. So
how long ago was it?
13 years ago.
Gee, we've come some distance. We haven't come far enough. We've come some distance, though.
So the scene doesn't change, only the actors.
Indeed. And a sad point, a couple of those people have actually died.
Yes.
As simple as that. They've died waiting.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No, it's not.
I'm struggling to remember the debate with my audience 12 or 13 years ago. And that's why I say we've perhaps come somewhere, because I think now there is a debate, and I think I've got no doubt there's majority support for marriage equality. So maybe we have come further than
I think
the
we
politicians
have. I mean, then the decision was made by Parliament, and it was made by the Coalition, and the Labor Party walked hand in glove with them.
Absolutely.
To do this. Without I can't remember a Labor MP speaking out.
No.
Against this?
No,
against these.
Even those ones that were prepared at one stage to support, support, that support evaporated.
Yeah. So where we are now, so the situation that you're in, you know, we understand that. Do you think, if you were doing this again, how would you change that video? You could probably put new voiceovers on it.
Yeah, instead of using my own voice, use somebody else's. I don't think I would actually change much in those things. I'd probably have it a little bit more hard hitting.
Yeah.
Although 13 years ago it was pretty sort of drastic and hard hitting.
Yeah, I remember.
The disadvantage of 13 years ago is that I actually had to fly up to Canberra with a stack of VHS tapes. You remember those things? VHS tapes.
I still got them.
and hand them to every individual politician. Rodney Croom and I went round Parliament House handing them to people. Not that it did much, but that's what we did. Now, of course, we've got the internet, we can put them online. And interestingly enough, I have resurrected those commercials on the basis of this interview, posted them online, and the response has been overwhelming. Even to the point where a couple of people have actually trolled them and said horrid things. We ignore the trolls. But the response, 13 years later, those commercials are still valid.
Yes.
What has changed in 30 years?
What has changed is, if we believe there is majority community support, and I do, whether that will be reflected in the ABS opinion poll.
And it is an opinion poll.
It
even
is.
The ABS says it's the marriage law survey.
Survey.
They do not regard it as a poll or a plebiscite.
Yeah, and all the pollsters say it's a nonsense poll anyway.
Yeah.
It's unscientific.
Can I just say, if he was saying we have to have a plebiscite, now obviously we're not.
No.
So why is this opinion poll more important than all the other opinion polls that have already gone forward?
Well, because the others are scientific.
But you're ignoring the whole problem is it's being treated as a political issue. I mean, I made the point earlier, Penny Wong, a couple of years ago, opposed marriage equality. Now, Bill Shorten opposed it. Julia Gillard opposed it. They blocked the plebiscite.
Yes.
Because just to wedge the government politically. No other reason. There's no morality to it at all. It is, we're going to block this plebiscite and present this argument because we want to embarrass Malcolm Turnbull. And that's just disgraceful.
And all this poll is, for Malcolm Turnbull, it's a get-out-of-jail card.
Exactly.
There's no other. No, well, it takes. He wants the issue dealt with by the end of the year. Now, the thing is, if he had and others had such a strong commitment to this issue, you know, I think there comes a time when your principles have to matter.
Yes.
When they have to matter, and unfortunately, that hasn't happened for Malcolm yet, or a number of other politicians. It shouldn't be, and it mustn't be, a political issue.
Unfortunately, but it is.
And, you know, the Labor Party, as Neil said, for years didn't support this. You know, groups within the Labor Party, the SDA group, the old groupers, they didn't support it.
The groupers,
well, they are. You know, they're channeling Bob Santa Maria. So,
I remember him.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So if you're doing it again, you wouldn't change them. What do you say to people now? let's assume the High Court doesn't knock down this survey.
Oh, okay, yes.
This survey.
The survey. Okay, my gut reaction was, well, stuff it. I'm not going to bother. But if I don't bother, Tony Abbott and his cronies win. They will obliterate us. We have to stand strong and make that statement. And that's what I intend doing.
Because every single vote, if you're a yes person, that you don't lodge is equal to two for the no.
That's right. The no people are incredibly organised and they will just obliterate everybody with a no vote.
Will people be influenced by Michael Kirby's advice? I mean, he's...
I think so. Look, I think the fact is the biggest problem is going to be the participation rate. Right.
Yes.
Sorry for the ABS to say they got a 97 or 98% return rate. You know, it was people knocking on your doors, harassing you for weeks. You know, publicity, they'd stuffed it all up. This is stuff.
And a fine.
You know, people, this is not compulsory. People can get in the mail. It'll probably look like, one of those messages from your local council or a real estate
agent.
We
want to buy a house.
Yeah. You know, and a huge number of people are not going to be engaged around this. You know, the Facebook generation don't even know where the post office is, unless it's to go and pick up their parcel that, you know, they got from somewhere that Australia Post didn't deliver in the first place. But they don't, it's a digital world for so much of the population. But
also, why can't we do it online?
Well, because the Russians would hack it.
Ah, of course, yes.
Or the North Koreans.
Or the North Koreans will blow us to pieces.
Yeah, it's in the Anzus Treaty,
probably. Right.
Is there a bit of conspiracy there? They don't want an online survey because they think it would be a more broad market, more broad test?
Yeah, look, I think there's an element of that. The reality is government doesn't have the capacity to do this and our cybersecurity is so slack, it could easily be hacked. But also, they don't want a yes vote.
No.
They don't want a yes vote.
And if there is a yes vote, I mean, how long does it go on then? If there's a yes vote and it's put to Parliament and the whole...
And then, you know, if we vote...
If I believe the politicians, it'll go through immediately.
Yeah, but people, you know...
5 minutes.
You know, there are six members of Parliament in the Labor Party federally that I know will vote against it. If it is a yes vote in the House or the Senate.
Yep.
A number of Liberals and others. I mean, the Nats, you can love the sheep but not the shepherd. So they're going to vote against it. So if the if they say we must have a plebiscite, okay, we won't have a plebiscite. We'll have an opinion poll.
An opinion poll. Yeah.
But if the public vote yes, which was apparently so important, we can vote no.
Yes.
Now, if the public vote no, the Prime Minister won't allow the Parliament, for parliamentarians who want to vote yes, to bring on a motion.
No. Yeah. In a sense, if it's a no vote, they take it serious. If it's a yes vote, they don't.
Yeah. It's hypocrisy of the first order.
Yes.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, but it's...
Shock horror.
It's about our lives, Neil, and it's about equal rights and it's about equality. I mean, you know, you've been passionate on this issue for a long time. We know the impact that this has on people's mental health, right? We know the effect it has. Let's deal with it once and for all. I know we're speaking to the converted. Final word?
As I said on the end of those commercials, it's a breach of human rights.
Yes, there you go.
Beautifully said.
Steve King, thank you for your work all those years ago. Keep posting them. We're going to be posting this.
Excellent.
Appreciate it very, very much. And it's nice to see you again.
Great to see you, Macca.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.